The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The owner of Supermax, Pat McDonough, has criticised what he calls a culture of settling disputed personal injury claims outside court. His comments come after a seven-year legal battle over an incident that happened at his Air Square branch in Galway, which was thrown out after the plaintiff did not show up in court. Pat McDonough joins me now. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Pat.
Can you tell us about this long-fought case that eventually was thrown out?
This was a case, actually. It went on about 7.5 years ago. And it was during race week in Galway. And obviously race week is a very busy week. So it was a case where a lady claimed that she slipped and fell going into the premises. So it was right in front of one of our staff members. And this case then was proceeded to go through the courts and went on and on and on.
Now you decided to fight this claim. Do you have a policy of always fighting claims, or do you accede to some where you believe that maybe you were a little bit at fault?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, the accidents do occur, and genuine accidents occur, and that's fine. There's no issue with that. It's just where there's a spurious accident or exaggerated or whatever. That's what you have to stand up and fight for.
Okay. Because now, in this particular case, you decided to fight, to go all the way. Did you have an insurance company telling you that you should settle?
No, in this particular case, our relationship with the insurance company is we decide whether we fight it or whether it's a genuine case or not. So they were on our side in this particular case. But in a lot of cases, the insurance companies advise you to settle because of the costs involved in bringing it to court and both the legal costs and medical costs, etc., and witness costs. So, therefore, in a lot of cases, they look at it. If 92% of cases are settled, before the court, then it doesn't give a great reflection on how much justice you can get in the court.
Talk us through the whole process whereby you decide to fight a case, and it goes to the lawyers, the insurance company's lawyers, or indeed, if you're carrying your own insurance, it goes to your own solicitor directly. What happens? What about the back and forth?
Well, first of all, any claim is supposed to be, according to the 2004 Civil Liabilities Act, supposed to be reported within 2 months. That's totally being ignored at the moment in the courts. Because I've seen cases come in, 6 months, a year later down the line. Now, you're supposed to not to hold on to your CCTV. I think it's a month is the limit of what you hold on to it. So therefore, a lot of your evidence is gone by the time you get the claim. But it's the claimant goes to the solicitor, and the solicitor then takes from there, and depending on the situation, it can run on and on because then there has to be an investigation by the engineers and there has to be witnesses, etc., involved as well. So in some cases, as I say, and I'm talking about probably mostly about very minor injuries, I've seen them kind of exaggerate to the degree that, you nearly wonder how they're able to walk or whatever it is at all. But anyway, in most cases, insurance companies take it over, and a lot of people wouldn't hear from it until it's settled. But
to tease that out, when the case is settled on behalf of the insured party, the insurance company then will jack up the premium, and whatever they've paid out over a period of years, they'll retrieve that.
That's basically it. They give you a loan to pay off the claim, but they jack up your premium for the following whatever it is, 5-10 years. And that's why a lot of insurance premia are going up at the moment. Like in our case, we've seen premia go up from anything from 20 to 35%. So the insurance company, this is a club and it's an industry that's operating. And all within that club, including insurance companies, are making money out of it. The fall guy is the insured party. They're the ones that pays the piper at the end of the day. It's, as I say, it's an industry that's operating. It has been for the last 35 years since I've been. It hasn't changed. I think the changes are right, in fairness, in the legislation. and the Pie giving Pie more powers, I think that's going to help somewhat. But I think there's a certain reluctance to that out there. In case that will still go to court.
Yeah, you see, once the claim is lodged, there's a payment automatically to due to the solicitor. Now, if ultimately they lose, then they get nothing. They get the money even if the claim is settled because they have lodged the papers. But in fairness to some insurance companies, they've been employing, you know, private detectives. They've got video of people who claim to be seriously injured and then are shown doing the shopping, going to the gym, playing golf, whatever it might be. And cases have been thrown out and judges have been quite critical of plaintiffs who've kind of chanced their arm.
Yeah, there are certain judges who are very in tune with what's happening out there. And there are others, as I say, who don't seem to be in, have the same interest maybe in this, but that's the situation you're dealing with. And I think we're on a very dangerous road if you can't depend on the judiciary and the courts of the country to get justice, then we're on a very slippery road, because why would anyone kind of have any respect for the law, I suppose, if that's the case. And I do feel, as I say, which is slightly different, that law and order is going to be an issue inside the next few years, because for various reasons, not because of necessary insurance, but it could be a part of it as well.
Pat McDonough, owner of Supermax, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, now it's time to preview all the weekend's sport. We're joined by Off the Ball's Kathleen McNamee. Kathleen, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
The Six Nations gets underway, and a tasty encounter in Wales for all sorts of reasons.
Very tasty encounter. So we have Johnny Sexton. The will he play, won't he play question has been answered. He is lining out as captain of the team. Potential for him to overtake Ronan O'Gara's scoring record at the weekend or the following weekend. So it just shows how lucky we have been over the years with having the two of them, the legacy that they have both
and the
left.
Underlying drama of the snub by Warren Gatland of the Lions team when he did not take Johnny Sexton and now admits, well, maybe that was a mistake.
Yeah, it's very Warren Gatland sort of week in that he either goes in hard or he compliments you, and when he starts complimenting you, I get a little bit worried about what he might have up his sleeve. It's a relatively old Welsh team though. I think if it hadn't been a World Cup year, he may have tried some of the younger talent, but I think because he's had such a limited time in the run into it, he's going for the ones that he knows and trusts. Ireland is like pretty unchanged. The big one would probably Furlong, hasn't recovered yet from a calf injury. So it's a first ever Six Nations start for Finlay Beelan, which is quite a success for him considering how long he has been playing.
Okay, we are the opener. Then England take on Scotland later on in the afternoon tomorrow. And then Sunday, we've got Italy inviting France to Rome.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, anyways, it's going to be a great weekend. Katie Taylor and Croke Park.
Yeah, so this has blown up over the last couple of days. Eddie Hearn gave an interview to Ariel Helwani, who's a MMA boxing journalist, where he said that I really wanted Katie Taylor to play at Croke Park, but it's too expensive and it's three times more expensive than Wembley. The GAA have come out and very strongly hit back at this, as have the heads of Croke Park, saying that they've documented every single conversation that they've had with Eddie Hearn. They haven't talked to him since before Christmas. They say that he said that Croke Park rental is about €400,000. Wembley, which apparently is very much less expensive, is about €281,000 to €337,000. So it's not really the three-time figure that we've seen from Eddie Hearn. Obviously, there are issues with the weekend they want to play. We have the Champions Cup final on in the Aviva. There's going to be a lot of policing going to that. So it probably will end up in a smaller venue like the Three Arena, which is only 9,000 capacity.
I heard a ludicrous call yesterday from a politician about the government should pay Eddie Hearn, the difference. There's so many things the government is expected to do, but becoming co-promoter with Eddie Hearn, I think, is the most ludicrous thing I've heard in a long time.
It's definitely not. Eddie Hearn doesn't need any more money. The man has enough. What we want to see with this prize pot is Katie Taylor, and if it is Amanda Serrano, she's boxing this weekend, if it is her facing, that that's where the prize pot should go. I think there probably is a more nuanced take to it, that the government should be involved in these sort of conversations because they are the ones that are going to benefit from like the tourism and the hype and all that sort of stuff.
Look, this is a professional sport.
Oh, but they don't have to pay anyone. But I just think they have to be involved in the negotiations, because at the end of the day, Jack Chambers was massively involved in the negotiations in the first place to get this box.
Now, the Allianz Hurling League returns and we have more football as well. Some very interesting clashes this weekend, although we keep saying it's only the league and who knows.
Yeah, exactly. Who does know? So in the hurling, we have Wexford facing Galway in Division 1 Group A, Cork Limerick, that's on a Parky Queeve. And then we also have in Group B, Antrim and Kilkenny, Tipperary and Laois. There's loads of other fixtures happening across the country. I think last weekend has just shown how much interest there actually is in the league this week with the changes to the club structures. So it's going to be good. I'm excited to see the return of Intercounty.
I mean, just looking at the football fixtures, Meath and Clare, we want to see if Meath will continue the winning streak of one. We've got Kildare and Cork. We've Galway and Roscommon. We've Tyrone and Donegal. We've Kerry and Monaghan. Armagh and Mayo. There's loads of interesting ones.
There's loads of interesting ones, and a lot of them are being shown on TG Cahir, and then there'll be highlights across different shows as well, so definitely worth checking out.
Now, the Premier League returns after cup action. What's to look forward to?
So the big game of the weekend is probably Tottenham versus City. We have Antonio Conte having surgery this week on his gallbladder, so he probably won't be on the sidelines. But City have had like a bit of an up and down time. Tottenham really needs some points on the board. We also have Newcastle facing West Ham, Wolves versus Liverpool, United are taking on Crystal Palace, Everton Arsenal at Everton, and then Chelsea are playing Fulham with
that's tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, with all their hundreds of millions of pounds new signings.
Anyway, so much sport this weekend. And then sort of non-active sporting news, which is about the sponsorship of the Women's World Cup in the Antipodes in the summer.
Yeah, so this was an exclusive by The Guardian during the week that Saudi Tourism will be one of the main sponsors of the Women's World Cup. So they'll be joining the likes of Visa, Coca-Cola, all those big names. Now, the Australian and the New Zealand FAs have both written to FIFA seeking urgent clarification for this because they had no idea that was going to be the case. Several people who act as ambassadors for the World Cup have come out speaking against it because obviously, you know, there's a lot of issues when it comes to feminism and misogynistic treatment of women in Saudi Arabia, and for them.
I mean, recently being allowed by the Crown Prince to drive without the presence of a male sitting beside them, but still huge restrictions on the kind of work they may do, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and even with the driving, it's not fully enforced at the moment. It's still quite controversial, and several of the people who were activists for that have found themselves in jail for various other minor misdemeanors and stuff. So it's a very controversial thing. If FIFA do go ahead with it, I'll be interested to see what their response is. It's been a couple of days now and they still haven't.
It's interesting with LIV Golf and all of that controversy. And then I heard someone say yesterday on one of the programs that at least in women's golf, the prize money is the same in Saudi Arabia as it is for men.
It's quite the line.
I'm not sure whether it's defense of Saudi tourism, but anyway, that one I suspect will run and run right up to the opening of the tournament, unless
they come out and say something sooner.
Which
is unlikely knowing FIFA.
Kathleen, thank you very much for joining us. Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.